could not hold you, Yes, and Lord, we just are so thankful for this place and this moment in time, and that we are free to worship you here. And Lord, this morning, I just also want to acknowledge that peace that we have is only from you, and only because you are a good king that reigns, and you reign in power and absolute sovereignty, and that gives us peace. So we just thank you so much this morning for that gift that we understand. In your name, Jesus. Amen. Before you sit down, feel free to greet each other. And kids, you're dismissed for Sunday school.
Good morning, everyone. We'll begin our time of common prayer. This morning we'll be using Luke chapter 1, Isaiah 9, and the Psalms to guide our common prayer. In the name of the Most High God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. In adoration, verses 47 through 49. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has looked on the humble estate of his servant. For behold, from now on all generations will call me blessed. For he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. Lord God, we rejoice at the wonders you have achieved through your might and the power of your word. It was pride that drove us from communion with you in the garden. But a humble young girl, whom we call blessed, was the means by which you came to dwell with and save your people, and thus topple the kingdoms of this world. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. In confession, verses 49 through 52. Holy is his name, and his mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the mighty from their thrones. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them a light has shone. As the light of Christ and his Holy Spirit illuminates your heart, and darkness flees, revealing your sin, confess your sin to him who is your great high priest, mediator, and intercessor. Do not remain alone in darkness. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love, according to your abundant mercy, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions and my sin is ever before me. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and put a new and right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and sustain in me a willing spirit. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen. In thanksgiving, verses 52 through 53. He has brought down the mighty from their thrones and exalted those of humble estate. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. For the yoke of his burden and the staff of his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, you have broken. Lord God, we offer thanksgiving to you, our good and gracious God, who by your power has broken the rod of oppression, sin, and death, liberating us from enslavement to powers that mastered our hearts. You have chosen to stand the powers of the world on their heads, exalting the humble and offering the hungry goodness, while sending away empty the privileged, powerful, and wealthy. Thanks be to God for his many blessings of steadfast loving kindness and abundant mercy. In supplication, verses 54 through 55, and Psalm 77. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his offspring forever. I cry aloud to God, and he will hear me. In the day of my trouble, I seek the Lord. In the night, my hand is stretched out without wearying. My soul refuses to be comforted. When I remember God, I moan. When I meditate, my spirit faints. You hold my eyelids open. I am so troubled that I cannot speak. I consider the days of old, the years long ago. I said, let me remember my song in the night. Let me meditate in my heart. Then my spirit made a diligent search. Will the Lord spurn forever and never again be favorable? Has his steadfast love forever ceased? Are his promises at an end for all time? Has God forgotten to be gracious? Has he in anger shut up his compassion? Then I said, I will appeal to this, to the ears of the right hand of the Most High. I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your wonders of old. Amen. For the poor, the hungry, and downtrodden, Lord, have mercy. For those battling illness, afflicted of mind and body, Lord, have mercy. For those who are contrite of heart and broken in spirit, Lord, have mercy. For the next generation, the children who are a gift from you, Lord, have mercy. For our leaders, federal, provincial, and municipal, Lord, have mercy. For those you have called to minister to your church, Lord, have mercy. For your church the world over, your bride, Lord, have mercy. As a community of Jesus followers, growing in the virtues of faith, hope, and love, let us pray as our Lord has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and glory, forever and ever. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you all. And I think we will now have this morning's scripture reading. No? No scripture reading? Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. There you go.
So bring